With KEDM News, I'm Bob Lennox. The Monroe City School Board said goodbye to five of its seven members in Tuesday's board meeting, the final meeting of this board's term. Superintendent Brent Vedrine recognized each outgoing board member, thanking each for their years of service. Board members leaving include Vicki Crutzer, Mickey Trawick, Glenn Ledley, Clarence Sharp, and Verbin Muhammad. Crutzer and Trawick did not seek re-election. The new board will be sworn in on January 6 in the first meeting of the new year. Joining the board will be Brenda Schelling, Bill Wilson, Jennifer Hainlein, B.J. Johnson, and Daryl Berry. State police say one construction worker died and two others suffered injuries in a Caldwell Parish crash. The accident occurred Tuesday afternoon on Highway 165 just north of Columbia. Senior Trooper Michael Reichardt says a construction truck equipped with a large aero board was stopped in the northbound outside lane of Highway 165. Reichardt says a Cadillac ATS driven by 42-year-old Jan Williams of Columbia was traveling north when she attempted to move into the inside lane but struck the rear of a construction pickup and three workers. Reichardt says two of the construction workers were taken to a nearby hospital with moderate injuries. One was airlifted. He later died. Crude oil prices are falling again. They're down 47% since June, and it's the largest drop in 5 years. When oil prices decline over a long period of time, it means less revenue for state government. But Greg Albrecht, chief economist for the state legislative fiscal office, is hopeful other revenue streams can make up for the loss in mineral revenues.
Right now, we're running ahead of forecast on sales tax. We're running behind a little bit on income tax. But if income tax catches up, that's 60% of our revenue.
Albrecht says if state leaders are concerned about the state's budget because of falling oil and gas royalties, he says the legislature could look at eliminating some of the tax credits, rebates, and exemptions that cost the state $7 billion a year. The KEDM weather forecast, a 50% chance of showers this evening, the low in the low 40s. A 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms continues tomorrow with a high in the low 50s. A good chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night, the low in the mid-40s.